We're here.
Ugh.
I didn't even start it out the normal way I do.
We don't need to.
You want to know why?
We're here.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired too.
I'm burnt. I'm Dunyans. It's over. My brain is mush.
I'm not as burnt as you, but I'm pretty burnt.
I'm Dunyans. It's over.
You're crisp.
Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast.
Right.
I'm Derek Kramer.
I'm Frank R. Curry.
As you are astutely hearing at this point right now, I'm burnt out, man. I can't do it.
I want to close my eyes, and when I wake up, I want to see who the Bills' new quarterback is.
I can't do it, my.
That's what I need to do. That's what I need right now. Just close my eyes.
Yeah, at this point.
And wake up and see whoever their quarterback is
that
they drafted.
At the end of the day, it's this. Nobody knows.
Yeah, we
know. Nobody knows anymore.
No one knows.
And
no one knows anything. We don't even know what the Browns are doing at one.
And
usually by now, we get a good idea of exactly who that player is. Because in years previous, if you know who the number one pick's going to be, that they're taking a quarterback, there's always reports that it's going to be this guy. And sometimes you even see reports that he signed a contract with them already.
All right, well, let's get started right there. This is the second part of the draft preview. We went and broke down the prospects last time, and
we were talking
about day two, day three kind of guys, you know, sleepers and everything like that. Now we have to really focus here on what's going to happen, and the answer is nobody knows.
Yeah, so
nobody knows.
So why are we here?
We're here to just start blabbering our mouths
because
my brain is mush, and you're Frank.
I'm here for pizza.
And we're here because, I mean, honestly, I just need to keep myself sharp before Sports Thunder.
True.
At this point, I'm done speculating. I'm ready to react.
Yep.
It's time. We're here. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm so happy. So I'm happy, nervous, and excited all at the same time.
It is Christmas Eve for you because you're the 5-year-old kid right now waiting to go to bed and wake up and see what shiny new QB Santa Bean has brought you.
No. You ready for what I'm ready for? One of three things. Extreme jubilation.
Right.
Crippling sadness.
Naturally.
Or pants crapping terror.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm ready for.
But that's it. But that's why that's exactly where my analogy goes.
Yes, and it's kind of
you're
like
the kid
it's
waiting
pyramid.
For the shiny new quarterback that Santa Brandon Bean is gonna bring you, and you're gonna have one of those.
Santa Bean, yes,
Santa Bean. You're gonna have one of those three reactions.
Based on
what you got for Christmas in terms of your new quarterback.
What will Mac and Beans bring me? Will it bring me awesome tastiness, or will it give me a seat on the toilet? I don't know anymore. And for me, I think it's a pyramid. It's like an inverse pyramid. Three things can really give me extreme jubilation.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's awesome. Cool. Those three things would be give me Rosen, give me Mayfield, give me Jackson. That's my big three.
Yeah.
The crippling depression is the Bills somehow don't take a quarterback in round one.
Yeah.
Or they end up settling on Mason Rudolph because something went wrong.
If that happens,
and then
that
there's
means everything went wrong,
and then there's the pants crapping terror,
and that's them taking Josh Allen.
Yes,
yeah. What about Sam Darnold?
I mean, I don't know if Darnold figures into the conversation. I really don't, because if he doesn't go one, he's going three. Simple as that.
So if Josh Allen does go one to Cleveland,
the Jets are getting him at three.
100%.
The Giants might even take him at two.
Okay, well let's say the Giants go Barkley at two, because that's kind of what
then the Jets are taking Darnold at three.
You think that's 100% they pass on Mayfield?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't think they originally didn't even suspect that he was going to be there. That's how it was supposed to be slam dunk.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of the talk was Darnold number one.
Yes. Now, all right, so we're going to break down all the scenarios for
and
these quarterbacks.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll just do that.
There it is. Ready? My jubilation, and obviously what I think is not going to be the same as what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, of course.
And hell, it might not even be what you think.
Yeah.
So we're going to break down each of the six at this point. And we're going to break it down this way, okay? So what happens if That's this draft preview today.
That's what happens if. Yes.
Here we go. The seven scenarios of what happens if.
Okay.
For me, number one, we'll do this the way I ranked my quarterbacks, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll start off with should we start happy or start frustratingly sad?
Usually, I don't know.
I'm an optimist. We'll start with the bad news first.
Let's start bad news. Okay.
So what happens if the Bills don't take a quarterback in round one? That means something tragic happened.
That means everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
And it goes down like this. 1, 2, and 3 are unwilling to move anything. That means the Giants are not willing to move anything, and they take a quarterback at 2.
Yes. So then that will probably assume Allen 1, Darnold 2, probably Mayfield 3.
Yes.
Cleveland refuses to trade 4 because now they can get Saquon Barkley.
Actually, I would even say, okay, Allen 1, Darnold 2, Mayfield 3. No, I would even say Rosen 3.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Broncos trade to 4, moving up one spot with Cleveland to get Mayfield at 4.
Yes.
That's where the Bills might not be taking a quarterback. This is where it leads to, and this also leads to Jackson and Rudolph, which we'll get to in a moment. So.
And then Cleveland at 5 will probably take Barkley then.
Barkley or Chubb, they would be able to get their pick of the litter.
They get an extra pick. I would say Barkley goes to Cleveland at 5 then, and then Indy, they don't need to trade out because they could get Chubb at 6.
Now let's go through the real depressing stuff here. Say New England trades in the top 10 with both of those first round picks, and they take Lamar. Which then leaves you with either not taking a quarterback or you're settling on Mason Rudolph somewhere.
Yeah, probably at 12.
And you'd have to take Rudolph at 12.
Yeah.
Which means Miami and Arizona can't be moving on you.
Yep.
So if they moved in on you and you thought, okay, to heck with this, and Miami or Arizona jumped in front of you just because they were afraid anyway, there it is.
Yep.
6 quarterbacks going within 11 picks would be the only way that the Bills don't take a quarterback in the first round. Or say they think that they can get Mason Rudolph. The Bills don't take him at 12. He slides down the board, and then the next thing you know, the Patriots use 2 first-round picks to vault them and get him.
Yeah. Assuming they don't do that for Jackson already.
Yes.
And then or Rudolph doesn't slide past the Cardinals at 15.
Yes. But maybe, like, for example, the Bills don't want Lamar Jackson. They think they can play the board to get Mason Rudolph. They let that slide past 12, and here we go.
Yeah.
Then Jackson goes to Arizona, for example, and then the Patriots move up to take Rudolph or something.
Yeah,
or vice versa. That.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Everything
there
went wrong.
There is the most depressing thing that can happen tomorrow.
Everything went wrong.
The Bills got caught flat-footed.
Yep.
And they didn't get a willing dance partner.
Yep.
Which I don't think is possible. We had to bring it up because, of course, everything is possible at the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. However, it's unlikely.
Yeah.
It's cripplingly depressing.
It is.
But it is unlikely.
Yes.
So there is that. Now, we move into the slight upgrade. Mason Rudolph. Everything about that situation is the quarterbacks, again, you're not getting a willing dance partner, and Denver trades up one pick because Baker Mayfield's hanging out.
Yeah.
That's it. I went over the situation for the most part, but the Bills go, oh, yeah, I'm taking Lamar Jackson or Mason Rudolph. Two opposite reactions for me there. With Mason Rudolph, it's a little on the settling side. I feel like Rudolph is safe, and he's never going to be great. I'm happy that you got one.
Yes.
But you're not going to be able to sell to the fans that
he was the right
one. That you were looking for him all along.
Yeah, you're not. I don't think you'll be able to do it if they take Allen either.
Yes.
But let's get stick with Rudolph.
If they move up to get Allen, there's your way of selling it is, we went and got our guy. He's our guy. We'll get more on that later.
Even still, I think it depends on where you move. If you're taking him, it depends on where you move up to take him.
And by the way, I'm not ranking this by how I want these quarterbacks anymore, by the way.
No, we're not
doing ranking that. It based on likeliness.
No, yeah, exactly.
So Lamar or Rudolph? With Rudolph, I'm kind of like, okay, but it sounds like you're settling. With Lamar, it's okay, we're in.
Yeah.
You're looking at a guy that you need to fix some of his mechanics. He probably takes 6 to 8 weeks to develop as the starter. Okay, bring it.
Okay.
And I know that there's going to be some fans, and I'm going to hate these fans for saying, oh, Lamar's another Tyrod Taylor. It's a negative, lazy narrative, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yep.
Definitely shut up. And also shut up.
Yep.
Not to disrespect listeners, but at the same time, come on, man, that take is disrespectful, man.
It's the same thing with comparing Baker Mayfield to Johnny Manziel. All right, it's so, the same thing.
So, Frank, what would you know what I'm saying at this point?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they take Rudolph or if they take Jackson? What are you doing, man?
If they take Jackson, I'm doing backflips.
Backflips.
I don't even care if they have to move up to do it.
I will fail at doing backflips. I don't join you.
I don't care if they have to move up to, let's say, 9 or 10, which just to leapfrog Miami to take Jackson.
Protect yourself against Arizona, too.
And protect yourself against Arizona. I don't care if you got to do that. If that's what their plan was, I'm down. But if they're moving up or they're staying at 12 and taking Mason Rudolph, that means a lot of things, almost everything went wrong. And I don't see that happening, but there's a chance that could happen. And it feels like you're settling if you're taking Rudolph, because that means that you couldn't get anybody else that you wanted, and you have to get someone at that point. So Rudolph, no matter, even if you're trading up for him, no matter, even if you're waiting at 12 for him, or even at worst 22 for him, no matter what, taking Rudolph feels like settling.
Yes. Whereas with Jackson, there's some sort of potential.
Yes, you're looking at his ceiling. You're looking at the potential that he has and thinking he's not high on a lot of people's boards. We can play it and take him where we want to. And we may only have to leapfrog one or two teams to do it. And I will feel a lot more comfortable with that.
All right. So there's that. Now let's get into the let's look at the elephant in the room, right? Josh Allen.
That's a big elephant.
It's a big armed elephant.
Yeah.
Look, I like Josh Allen less than I like Mason Rudolph, man. It's close between those two, but if I have to draw a line, I'm not a fan of Josh Allen. Again, you take a quarterback, I'm okay. Because you got one.
Yes.
But am I worried? Yes.
Oh, of course.
Because you're hitching your wagon on a guy who couldn't get things done by himself in the Mountain West. And if you want to tell me that, what about Carson Wentz? The dude dominated.
Wentz did get it done.
He dominated his competition against lesser competition. And guess what? There were no pro prospects there.
Yeah.
So, again, Josh Allen, I may be beating a dead horse here. I don't like Josh Allen. People that listen to me know that. But at the same time, this is a very real possibility.
It is.
A lot of national media is connecting the dots with the Bills and Josh Allen. And
it's happening all the time.
As laughable as some of their motives are, you also have to be able to pick up on the clout and recognize where there is smoke, there might be fire.
Yeah.
And if there is something there, you have a problem. Well, I have a problem. Some people really like Josh Allen, and that, you know what? That's to you. I'm not going to go on and say I'd quit my job if it were to happen, but I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be thrilled. How's that?
We're not going to be happy.
I'll be content that you got a quarterback, just like I'd be content that you got Mason Rudolph, but
yeah, not going to be happy about it.
I'm probably looking at the 2021 draft class already. If you take them, maybe even 2020.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's just how I think.
That's just how we're feeling.
That's how I project.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about Josh Allen for me is mental. And do you know what that means? It means a guy that he has all the physical tools, yes. But could he ever put it together on the field? No. And the last time the Bills drafted a quarterback, they had someone that sounded pretty similar to those traits. Think about it. Big arm.
Yeah.
A lot of athleticism.
Yeah, B.J. Manuel.
Big-bodied guy.
Mm-hmm. B.J. Manuel is the same. It was the same thing.
I hate comparisons.
We hate comparisons, but you are right.
Traits are something that ties into every quarterback.
Yes.
You can compare games. I mean, you could look at players and say, oh, this compares to this. Traits are more comparable than gameplay or game style, because every quarterback seems to play a unique style. Phillip Rivers and Matthew Stafford probably won't have many comparisons.
But they got similar traits.
They've got traits, though.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, a guy that is not often brought up as a comparison.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, not many people have the all-balanced effect of Matt Ryan.
Right.
But, again, everything about Josh Allen, what his traits scream to me are, positive and negative, are a lot of flops. because everything at the end of the day comes down to the mental.
Mm-hmm.
Can you diagnose what's going on? And he gets lost and he panics the minute something goes wrong or something is not what he read. And in the NFL, that gets harder.
It does.
If you're not breaking down the chance of a what's your hot read on weak side blitz in the Mountain West, man, Bill Belichick's going to go ahead and just dominate you to the point where you're not going to know how to play football anymore.
This is, it's all very true, and we did see it with EJ Manuel here. We did see it. At first...
Did you see glimpses?
Yeah, you saw the glimpses of promise. Then he got hurt. The Cleveland game.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think, a Monday night game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
He got hurt. He was trying to run. Grows out of balance. Gets hit in the knee. And he's out for a few weeks.
Yep.
And when he came back, did he not look like a completely different quarterback?
Yeah.
He looked more scared. That's the mental side.
Injury. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about reading and diagnosing.
Okay. Yes. Well,
Are you locking on your receivers?
I think what had happened was, though, his injury limited him on his mental side.
I think now part of what, like, the reason he wasn't allowed to run anymore was part of Doug Marrone. Injury is not something I necessarily count on with these things. What I do count on is, can you read and diagnose the coverages? Because if you can't, you're not in the league for very long.
That's true, yeah.
You're not starting in the league for very long, I should at least say.
Yeah. I think the injury had something to do with it. I don't think it had everything.
Yes.
Obviously. But I think it does have a lingering effect.
But again, with Josh Allen, it's I don't know if you can read the defenses for me.
Yes.
And if you can't read a defense in college,
the traits are there though.
You are not going to be able to read a defense in the NFL.
Right. The traits are definitely
the upside is there, similar. And I get that, and people can love those things.
Yeah,
and he does have flashes where he looks amazing, and he makes throws that people can't. I'm not looking at his accuracy anymore as such a big issue. That's correctable with his mechanics. What you need to be able to do, and a coach cannot help you with this as much as helping you out with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read what's going on? And if you can't, you will lose. Let's get more positive, because there's three quarterbacks left. Four quarterbacks left.
Right?
Four.
Yeah.
So there's Sam. No, three.
Three, that's right, because we did three. Jackson already.
Sam Darnold.
Yep.
I mean, come on. The guy I didn't even suspect is going to be a factor, and we just talked a little bit about this. Yeah, Darnold is a guy that I don't suspect is really going to be part of the idea. Because I think if he's not gone by one, he's gone by three. And if he's not gone by three, eyebrows get raised,
mm-hmm.
and you start to wonder what actually is going wrong.
Yeah.
Because now you have to worry.
Now you're looking at three.
Not worry, but you have to look into it and
you're
speculate.
Looking at, yeah, if Darnold goes past the Jets at three, people are going to be starting, people might even be going back to his tape and being like, why? Why is he past three? It's like the same thing when you were talking about Orlando Brown at the Combine. He looks like such a good prospect, but then he has a terrible combine, and it makes you go back and think, what happened?
Yeah, because now you need to go back on Sam Darnold. Now you got to do happening?
Yeah, why is he going?
Mentally, he's got a very solid game. He's the best one when it comes to upstairs. Mechanics, the wonky delivery.
Which I've also read a lot of that comes from him trying to do different things based on, you know, who is throwing to, what the route is.
But in the NFL, you need to have clean, consistent mechanics.
You do, yes.
You can't play hero.
Yes.
So, you know, that's fair. Now, but if Sam Darnold is taken, there's more positives than negatives to Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Are there questions that are going to start coming up? Yeah, maybe. Or maybe the Bills traded too, and they pay up for Sam Darnold because they know that Josh Allen's going one overall.
Maybe, yeah.
So there it is. That's how that breaks down. Either Darnold slips a little bit and you jump on it at four, or because say the New York Giants really like Baker Mayfield, then you got to get in front of Denver, go to four.
Yeah.
Or if you decide to trade a two because you want Sam Darnold.
And this is all basically saying you don't see him going past the Jets.
No, I don't.
Even if it's between Mayfield and Darnold, you think the Jets are going to go Darnold.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Mayfield. Mayfield is one of those guys that I suspect is not going to slip any more than originally projected. Because if the Jets and Cleveland and Denver all like Baker Mayfield, there's less likeliness that the Bills will actually get him.
Yes.
Because that means Cleveland obviously shutting the door at pick one if they take him. Cleveland shutting the door obviously at pick number one anyway. But the Jets, if they really like him and Josh Allen or Sam Darnold aren't there,
they're going to take Mayfield.
They'll take Mayfield.
Yep.
If they pass on Mayfield, say that you're right about Josh Allen, Frank, going to the Jets. Say
Darnold goes one. Giants
or
take.
It could be Darnold or Allen. Darnold and Allen picks 1 and 3.
Yes, yes.
And Baker Mayfield's hanging out there. You could trade to 4, beat Denver to the punch.
Yes.
You could trade with Denver if you think that you could sell them on the fact that they don't want Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's ways to get Baker Mayfield. But it means trading to the top 4.
At least within the top 5
yes.
to do it. Yeah.
So what do I think happens there? If the Bills take Mayfield, I'm ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mayfield's the second best quarterback in this class.
Probably the most accurate, isn't he?
Easily the most accurate.
Yeah.
And I would say easily the most passionate.
Yeah.
Like Rosen, he's going to care.
Yep.
And the passion will come out a little more than all these other quarterbacks. I'm all for it. As someone who loves trash talking, give me more of it.
Yeah.
Mayfield is a quote machine. He keeps his receipts. And guess what? Baker, if you come to Buffalo, you're not getting one from me. I'm in your corner. So if we get Baker Mayfield, I'm cool. I'm beyond cool. It just goes to pure jubilation. That's the pure jubilation group.
If the Bills get Baker Mayfield, part of your job is cutting sound from interviews.
Oh, that's awesome.
You are going to be doing a ton of that with
Mayfield.
I'm going
to be loving every bit of it, too. There are some interviews that are boring, and I don't think Mayfield's going to churn out the basic player speak.
Yeah.
Neither will the next guy that I want. And it all comes down to Josh Rosen.
Yes.
A guy who has been rumored to possibly be the guy that slides. I'm sorry, but if the Bills like Josh Rosen, they're going to be in a really great place.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You're not going to have to give up the farm for anything.
No.
Because you're going to be able to bank on it.
You definitely won't have to give up any picks next year to do it.
You might not even have to give up 22.
You may not.
You can give up a second and 65, the top pick in the third round.
Yep.
Next thing you know, you got a normal amount of picks for your draft class. You've got your quarterback, and you got pick 22.
Yeah.
Bring it
That might be
on.
Best case scenario for
that's
the Bills.
That's best case scenario. And that's where I suspect things might start to turn out. If I'm gonna venture a guess as to what the Bills do, and there's the roundtable mock draft with myself, Sal Capaccio, Nate Geary, we're gonna have our three piled together. We'll have a quick little Q&A as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I think it's gonna happen, it's gonna be if they get Josh Rosen, it's gonna be the best case scenario type.
Yeah,
where they don't have to trade up to get him
because they know much to do it.
Where they know the draft board is working.
Yeah.
Because Brandon Bean has said today, he said to the likes of, we know our guy might be hanging around. We don't need to trade to pick 2. We might be able to get him at 4 or at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that mean? To me, that means there might be something there about Rosen.
That a lot of other teams like.
Ready? We're going to venture our guesses.
Let's venture.
Likeliness. Give me your second most likely quarterback that goes to the Bills and your first most likely that goes to the Bills.
The most likely quarterback, I think, goes to the Bills based on everything that's been talked about, based on everything that's been read. I still think it's Josh Rosen.
Okay.
I still think it's Rosen. And with all the stuff on him potentially falling, Bean's got to be looking at that and just smiling and think he's been my guy all along and now I don't have to give up the farm to get him. He's the happiest man on earth right now.
Yeah. All right, so what's your runner-up?
My runner-up, unfortunately, my runner-up's got to be Allen.
Okay.
It's got to be.
That's fair. All right. I'm in agreement, actually.
You are?
I think it's Rosen. I think Allen's the next one, and I've got my dark horse. It's Jackson.
Yes, dark horse definitely feels
dark
like
dark horse
Jackson.
Is Jackson, and here's why. I think someone's playing a little tight-lipped to the media today.
Yeah.
Jackson said he didn't meet with the Bills.
Yeah.
At all. But he did. He met him at the Combine.
He did. Forgot about that.
Which means...
Everyone forgot about that.
Which means he might be trying to play tight-lipped here.
Yeah.
Which means that the Bills might have Jackson in their crosshairs the whole time.
Yeah. He might be their number two. He might be their number two guy.
The mind-blowing, shattering amazingness that would be. The Bills move up slightly and get Lamar Jackson. I'm
assuming
sure,
Rosen's gone. Assuming Rosen's gone, I think that's the
case. I'm pretty sure.
I think
well, I
that's...
mean, if he's their guy and nobody knows, and here's the brilliant part.
But they might be able to play, and they might, but assuming that, they're probably going to play the board more, and only, yeah, they may only have to leapfrog Miami to do it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But they might enter the top 10 just to get him.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what Bills Twitter, what draft Twitter is going to look like if the Bills were playing coy about Jackson the whole time? And they took him.
I feel like that makes too much sense for it to actually happen.
That's why it's a dark horse.
It makes a ton of sense.
But of course, it's blusteringly blind here in Smokescreen Central.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm not going to suspect anything.
Yeah.
If I'm venturing a guess, I'm venturing the guess is Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's my heart singing a little too loudly. But maybe it's
I have
something
a feeling
that I mocked a while ago.
I have a feeling plan B is still Lamar Jackson. I still feel like that's the case. Yeah. And if... I don't know. It's... I don't know. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of this whole thing.
Yeah. Who knows? If they don't have to go up 22, though, to get whoever it is, I'm game.
Yeah.
Because that means that you've manipulated the draft board, got your guy that you think it is all along. All along. All along.
I mean, we're going to know who the Bills guy is all along.
We're going to know.
Pretty much.
You're right.
Pretty much.
Because if the Bills force themselves into inaction, that means their guy was gone.
Yep.
Before they even had a chance.
Yep.
And then their second guy was also gone.
And then their third guy was
gone.
Before
they also had a chance.
And then their third guy was gone before they had a chance.
Frank, we're here.
We're here.
I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know.
I don't know. My heart is... my heart's a-pounding. That's all I can say. My heart is pounding massively right now. And I'm not having a heart attack.
Yeah. So I honestly think, though, that what happens here, in the end, I'm okay with it. Unless they don't end up with a quarterback, then I'm just going to be baffled, confused,
depressed,
and questioning. Angry. Questioning everything in life and what I did with my life since August.
Yeah. We've been at this since the summer. This is before the season. And then I
created a quarterback power rankings.
You did.
What will I have done with my life? All those hours watching.
And it's not
them,
even just that.
That I could get back.
And then it's not even that. You're also questioning the management.
Questioning what happened, what went wrong.
Yep.
And then finally it would spiral to what did I just do with my life?
Yeah.
And yeah. Everyone that had joined the college tax club.
Mm-hmm. Everybody here at WGR.
Everyone listening over these months on end, the time that we would try to have back.
All the hosts as well. Schulte, Bulldog, Howard, Jeremy, Ryan.
Nate, Sal on,
Nate,
on
Sal,
Saturdays.
Yeah.
Joe, Brayton.
Yep.
All the material.
All of us, yeah.
Gone.
Yep.
Nothing.
All of the talk.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Here are my big three things here that might make the Bills draft Twitter meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
No quarterback.
Yes. Would you put Rudolph in that as well?
No.
Not really?
I don't think it's a meltdown. Because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of fans, I should say, that they really like Mason Rudolph more than
anybody else.
More than pundits seem to.
Yeah.
So I don't think Rudolph is a melter. Like, I'm talking face melting.
Okay.
The takes. The takes would be so hot you have to have a hazmat suit on. nuclear takes. If Lamar Jackson is a Bill,
those takes are going to be great.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Those takes are going to be something. But it's going to be great for us because it's as we've been saying. If the Bills take Lamar Jackson, we're doing backflips.
Now, let's talk about what Brandon Bean said to Jeff Darlington.
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple of the takeaways that Darlington had, key takeaways. One, he absolutely believes that they have the ammo to get to number two without giving up much in future years.
I think that is correct.
But they might not need to go that high to get their guy.
Because they feel their guy is going to fall.
He does covet at least one quarterback as a franchise guy. So if we see him move heaven and earth to get someone, well, that's that guy.
That's the guy.
That's that guy.
Yes.
Because he might feel like there's danger.
Yes.
But what it sounds like, though, is that he's on a balance here. He doesn't want to be played.
He's not going to give up everything to do it. Brandon Bean's absolutely right. He doesn't have to give up future picks to move up to two if he has to move up to two to get the guy that he feels is the franchise quarterback of this draft class.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do it. Us as fans have got to remember that having multiple first round picks, having multiple second round picks, having multiple third round picks, that goes a long way.
Yeah.
That really goes a long way in the NFL. You know, when fans are talking, when we're taking calls, reading comments and everything, we're always seeing they're going to have to give up a first round pick next year to do it. Says who?
Yeah.
Says who? At very worst, they could trade all six of those picks and move up to two. At very worst.
At the very worst, they sell off Mike Ditka style to
the whole draft class.
The whole draft class. To get their Ricky Williams.
Yeah, exactly. At very worst.
Except he's not a running back, it's a quarterback.
For a quarterback, so it'd be more worth it.
That would be face melting, actually.
Yeah.
Giving up the entire draft class, which they would never do.
Which they don't have to do, which they're not gonna do.
Brandon Bean also stating that pick 22 is a big reason that he doesn't think he has to give up anything in the future.
He's right.
And he's right.
He's absolutely right. Most teams that give up future first round picks only have one pick in the current draft already. That's what the Eagles did. That's what the Rams did. That's what Washington did when they got RG3.
They gave up futures because they didn't have anything else extra in the first round.
They didn't have extras.
Yes. They didn't have extra capital like the Bills do.
Extras.
That is why when they got that extra first round pick there from the Chiefs last year, the minute it happened, everyone thought, okay, they're going quarterback next year.
Yep.
They're doing it next year. They're not taking this year. They're doing it next year.
Yep.
And that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That piece. Then a team can go, oh, we can get another guy right now.
Yeah.
Cool. What if the Bills make the playoffs with this quarterback again? Well, we might be picking the same thing anyway. Let's just get it. We got the pick now.
Take something now instead of next year.
Take something now because this draft class is pretty nice.
Yep.
Like a team like San Francisco, for example. San Francisco thinks that there are 30 first-round grades in this draft class.
30.
That's pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
But this draft class is pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice at the top. It's really nice at the top.
Yeah, it is.
But some of those top pieces are going to be moving down the board because of the quarterback frenzy. So here we are.
It's true.
The Bills are going to be part of it.
Yep.
The last note that Jeff Darlington had, the last key takeaway. Five words. This is going to be fun.
He's right. Ah, it's going to be fun.
There it is.
This is going to be fun.
We're done with the... Oh, it was forwards. This could be fun.
This could be fun.
This could be fun.
Still.
And it's right.
Yeah.
It's right.
Mm-hmm.
This could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the reactions I'm going to have are pretty much in the... They are in the realm of backflips that fail, and I go to immediate care because I'm doing a backflip. To All right. I slowed down a bit. I'll tell you why. But no, it can go from a jubilation of doing backflips,
yeah,
to depressingly terrorizing for me and me needing to change my pants.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? By the way,
yep.
It's time to stop. It's time to stop.
It is time to stop.
Howard has a tweet out. When they break out Charlie Casserly as Willy Wonka to talk about prospects that are golden tickets, we know it's time to stop the previews. It's time to stop. We've done it. Joe wrote a piece about comparing each of the quarterbacks in the draft class to Avengers. It's time to stop.
It's time.
I love you, Joe, but it's time to, like, we hit peak. We hit peak mass. yeah. It's over.
It is.
I could talk about it, but I don't know how much more we can take.
How much more can we continue on this? Like, there's...
It's hard.
Not much.
It's hard.
It is.
You know what? My big thing is this. Get yourself a guy.
Yep.
My quarterback is Josh Rosen.
Same here.
That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback.gif right there. That's my quarterback.
It's my quarterback, man.
That's me with Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even me with Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson. Give me the woke guy first, if you can. I want the guy who is just tearing apart everything. I love that Josh Rosen had said to Colin Cowherd, basically, of, you guys hate it when the likes of Bill Belichick or Chip Kelly
give those like one or two word answers.
Give the one or two word answers, yeah. And then I give you more because you're looking for more, and then you rip me apart for it. What, you can't have it both ways.
Exactly.
And I love that.
I love it.
Josh Rosen.
The millennials are here.
Josh Rosen is a national treasure.
Oh my God.
And
he hasn't even
played a snap in the NFL.
I love it.
Oh, and by the way, he is probably the best pure passer of this draft class.
Yes.
Do the concussions have a reason to scare? Yes, of course they do. He's a smart guy. If he's taken two or three of them within three seasons, we might see him out the door because he's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have him sitting and you just throw A.J. McCarron in the volcano, sorry, A.J., you're not going to get him bashed and battered, but also you can get starting interior offensive lineman in this deep draft class. It's a great draft class for interior line. You can have that. You can have both. You can have both, Frank.
You can. You can have your cake and eat it,
too. And if Josh Rosen slides, we can have our cake and eat it, too.
Ugh.
Now I want cake.
Well, get cake.
I think it's high time.
Let's go get cake.
I think it's high time to sign off here, Frank.
Okay.
But here it is. You ready?
Yes.
Frank, bold predictions in the draft. I'm going to give you a couple questions.
Okay.
I'm going to answer them as well.
Okay.
All right. The Bills trade to?
5.
I'm going with 5 as well. Because if Mayfield's gone, Denver wants out.
Yes.
So I'm going 5. All right. So, Bills, where they wanted to trade to. Do they give up pick 22?
Yes.
Yes, I think so as well. Let's see.
I think no matter...
Favorite player that's not a quarterback in this draft class.
Favorite player not a quarterback. Ooh, for the Bills or just in general?
In general.
Just in general?
I like Roquan. Roquan Smith is awesome. He's really good at the thing.
I'm going to say Sonny Michel.
Oh, really?
Okay. I really do like him.
Over Gyson Barkley?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like... was really impressed by him.
All right, so a pair of Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Well, I know our answer when I say quarterback most likely to bust.
Yeah.
We both will say the same thing there.
Yes.
And finally, I think what I'll go with here is the last big question for you is this. In the end, do you think you're going to be happy with what the Bills do in this draft?
The way everything is going, I will say yes.
I'm trusting the process.
I'm trusting the process as well.
I'm trusting the process there.
Here's the thing. If they take
any one of the top five. It can be Allen as well. I'm worried, but I'm still happy because
you know what?
They got their guy.
All right, ready? I think I got you here.
What's that?
Another final one here.
Okay.
If the Bills didn't need to trade up to get a quarterback, you'd have them taking blank at pick 12.
Lamar Jackson.
If they didn't need a quarterback.
Oh, if they didn't need a quarterback?
Yes.
I would have them take McGlinchey from Notre Dame.
Mike McGlinchey? Okay.
McGlinchey, yes.
I would have them taking Tremaine Edmonds.
I don't
linebacker
think,
Virginia Tech.
I love that. I love the idea.
I wish Roquan Smith would be there. He's not going to be there.
I think
Edmonds will be.
I don't think Edmonds will be there.
Really? Okay.
I don't see him sliding probably past the Raiders.
At 10?
Yeah. Okay. Especially if there's not a secondary guy that they like.
Yeah. I also really like Vita Vea.
I do too.
That guy's an animal.
He is.
I would love to have Vita Vea.
Yeah.
All right. So there it is. At the end of the day, we made it, guys. We've made it. We are here.
We did it.
We did it.
Woo!
It's
Derek.
Burnt out.
The next time we talk,
we're reacting.
We're reacting.
We're reacting.
And we're reacting with post draft, not just day one. All 3 days, because we don't do another one until Sunday.
We don't do
the draft is over by then.
I think it was greatly planned that we do this on Wednesdays and Sundays, huh?
I love it. I love.
We had our free. We had our freebie on Monday.
We did that, but we literally planned to do the podcast just based around the NFL draft.
Yes.
Now, post NFL draft, we're going to be lost.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get any guests because everyone's booked at this point.
It's natural. It's busy.
Ready? Here we go. It's self promotion time. You ready?
Yes.
WGR Sports Thunder.
It's happening.
Nate Geary takes over for Murph and Steve Tasker after the Bills are done in the first round, which could be early. It could be not.
Yes.
Depending on how they have to trade. Do they trade 22?
It depends on what the Bills do.
It depends on what they do.
Whatever the Bills do depends on when Nate goes on.
Big time there. But Nate's going to be on first.
Yep.
For the Sports Thunder.
He's on till 1 a.m.
He's on till 1 a.m. That's where me and Joe DiBiase take over for you.
Yes.
1 to 4 a.m. If you are a late night driver, if you listen to a lot of stuff on demand, if you work overnight jobs, we've got you. You ready?
And a big thing, too, that you and Joe have is Mark Schofield's coming on with you right at 1 o'clock.
Right at 1:05, and we're going to get Mark's take on whoever the Bills take
as
quarterback.
Yes. Good. That's really awesome you got that.
Yes.
And then 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. when Howard and Jeremy come in and they do their thing. Brayton Wilson will be on.
Brayton Wilson will be on. And then guess what? Friday, day two.
Yes.
There it is. Day three. There it is.
And then the NHL Draft Lottery.
NHL Draft Lottery. That's Saturday.
That'll be Saturday night.
We got our podcast Sunday. Let's go.
Make it happen.
And
make things happen.
And my first reaction that I can say on the air, Joe and I are going to be hosting the Nightcap as well on Monday.
Oh,
Ryan's out of town.
He is. That's right.
So it's going to be Joe and I there on Monday as well.
Yep.
So I hope you're not sick of listening to me, people. Well, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I thank you. And of course, you're not sick of listening to me.
Yeah.
So I get that. So thank all 17 of you.
Come on. You know what's less than that.
You're about. Bruh. Sal, Nate, and I are going to have the Brown Table mock draft ready for you on WGR550.com. The final mock draft.
Yep.
What we think is going to happen. How much are we going to get wrong? Stay tuned to find out.
Before we go, I just want to make a little announcement and tell you this, tell everyone else this.
Oh.
Sunday, after we do our podcast, mm-hmm. I will be bowling in a tournament.
Congrats. What are you doing?
I will be going over to Manor Two Lanes, bowling in the WBBZ's Beat the Champ tournament in their qualifying.
Can you beat the champ?
We'll see.
Who's the champ?
I don't know who the champ is.
Do you need to beat him or beat him up?
Maybe both.
Okay.
The tournament, the way the tournament is weird, but like I won't actually be bowling against the champ. I'll just be it's qualifyings over the next like 3 weeks I'll be bowling in. But it starts Sunday. And probably as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to head right over there.
All right. Well, good luck there, bud.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you as always for listening to the Leftovers Podcast on WGR550.com. For someone that was burnt out, I managed to churn out, 50 minutes of a podcast here?
We did it. We did it.
Dude, I'm done.
Next time we talk, we're going to react. We're going to react, and then we're going to talk about the NHL draft. And by the time that starts, I'm going to be burnt out by it.
You see, the NHL draft doesn't have fiery hot takes.
It doesn't. But I'm still going to be burnt out.
You might have fiery hot takes about the lottery.
Oh.
But there are not going to be fiery hot takes about the prospects. There is no Adam Boqvist has attitude issues.
Or, I mean, he might.
Or Quinn Hughes is too smart. Or he challenges coaches too often. Rasmus Dahlin should be playing forward instead of defense.
Andrei Svechnikov should be a goalie.
Yeah, no, there's...
He's got too quick of hands.
So, yeah, no, you don't have
to. No, we're going to have fun with that.
You don't have nuclear takes.
It's not going to be nuclear, but it's going
to
be fun.
But we are going to react to this.
Yes.
And are you ready? Because we are, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done with the speculation. We're done with this stuff.
And whatever happens, just remember this. For the Bills, trust the process. Are you in?
I'm in. Let's do it.
I'm in. Regardless of what happens,
go Bills.
Go Bills.
Thank you for listening. I'm Derek Kramer.
I'm Frank Arcuri.
This has been the Leftovers Podcast. Oh, my God.
It's almost done.